Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's Thanksgiving week, everybody.
We are here on the heels of a landslide like the world has never seen before, prepared under President Trump's leadership to implement historical, transformative, long-awaited change to make this government accountable to the people of this country once again. It will be, as Donald Trump said, a new golden age for America.
I want to go through how dramatic this is going to be, because what I hear the president is proposing, and look at Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and they're setting up this new department, and they're going to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, and they're going to cut, they pledged to cut by July 4th, 2026, $2 trillion in federal spending. That is a monumental task. And there are ways to do it. I think one way to do it would be to increase revenues. That would be through energy dominance. That's a separate topic.
That would be taxes.
But this is transformative, what the president's talking about. He, for the first time, we've heard conservatives for years talk about limited government, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. And now somebody, for the first time in my adult life, if you will, to catch a phrase, I'm believing it's going to happen. How real is that, that they're going to cut to that extent?
Well, the president has put together the dream team. And you just mentioned two members of the dream team. So you have the Department of Government Efficiency that from the outside is going to direct and organize this extraordinary effort to remove all of the waste and the corruption from the federal government. So they will do that in concert and in league with the White House, President Trump, the Office of Management and Budget. Here's the shocking truth, Sean. The departments do not have any clue where the dollars are going. Huh. How many audits has the Pentagon failed? Who has any idea how much waste and abuse there is in the trillions of dollars spent by this federal government? Who has any idea how many hundreds of billions of dollars every year are stolen from taxpayers by fraud rings, scammers, foreign operatives? This government is not watching how your dollars are being spent. And President Trump has commissioned Elon and Vivek and many others across the government to get to the bottom of this. So the money that you earn as an American citizen will be jealously treasured and guarded and not wasted any longer. And we are going to go into these agencies and find everybody who is not performing on behalf of the American public. And we're going to say, if you're not providing that service, if you're not serving the public, then you can go.
He seems nice.
He is fired up, man. If you ever shoved him into a locker or gave him a swirly, you better watch out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really. Even if you just whipped a towel at him once, you know, he's bound for revenge against you. You're gone. You got to go. You're out. Here's the exit. Go. Use it. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. You hear me? Hear me? I'm Steven Miller. He seems a little rattled there. Oh, man. Okay, so he's going to be. He's going to be our new chief of staff of policy at the White House. Okay, that seems good. And can I just tell you that the Department of Government Efficiency is not a department, nor is it part of the government? So why should we believe the efficiency part? Okay, this is insane. This is cray cray. Listen, if they want to cut the Department of Defense, I'm all about it. Aren't you? Wouldn't you like to see it? I'd love to see it. But he hasn't met the defense industry. He hasn't come across the lobbyists yet. And you understand what this is going to be like, right? This is going to be a competition to kiss the ass or to kiss the ring or to kiss some body part of Donald J. Trump first and foremost so that you get wavered out. So that your whatever doesn't get cut, your subsidy or your tax credit or this is going to make the swamp even swampier. It's going to make it deeper. It's going to make it horrible. It's going to make it a competition, which is exactly what Donald Trump intends. He's going to turn our lives upside down so he can have the autocratic apprentice. Seriously. The Authoritarian Apprentice, everybody, season one. It begins on January 20th. And you know, It's going to be the contestants. And that's how we should refer to everybody that's going into this government. They're contestants because they refuse to participate in good governance. They refuse to participate in joining a government. Let's put it that way. Never mind good governance. They're so below that. The bar is so freaking low for them. And yet they managed to limbo underneath the spit on the belly of the snake, which we thought was the lowest you could go. But oh no, oh hell no, limbo under that. If you want to get wavered out of any of this cutting that's about to go on, okay? They don't care. So they're not even providing FBI background checks, okay? None of these people are signing ethics agreements. None of these people are submitting themselves to FBI background checks. Why? Well, it's highly likely they wouldn't make it through them. You know, some of them are compromised because, you know, they have Venmo accounts where they're paying prostitutes who happen to be 17 years old, who cross state lines to hang out at their, you know, a drug-fueled festival of freak. Can't match that freak. Sorry. Can't do it. Tried, can't do it. I mean, we're not that limber anymore. Let's just face it. We cannot do it. However, they won't. They won't participate in the FBI background check. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the Senate is going to try and have confirmation hearings for people whose background hasn't even been looked upon, hasn't even been, you know, glanced at. We don't know how much in debt this guy is or how much in debt that girl is or how many baby mamas, you know, Mr. over here has or, you know, are you a serial husband? Yes, I am. Well, does anybody anybody in the line of wives that you had in the line of is anybody pissed at you? Is anybody mad at you? Does anybody want to get even with you? Anybody at all? They won't submit to any background checks, okay? So here's what's going to happen. I could cut through all this reading, all of it. They're going to enter the government. And on day one, when Donald Trump is president, just like he did with Jared Kushner, who could not pass an FBI background check because he owed billions of dollars on that 666. I swear you can't make up that address. 666 Central Park West Building. He was so underwater. Now, you know, he sold whatever intelligence to the Saudis. They gave him $2 billion for that. $2 billion. He came, he saw, he got his grift. He's done. She got her patents in China for coffins. Coffins. There's a billion people there. They all have to die. She's got the market cornered. Incredible. Just amazing. So how did Jared Kushner get to see the presidential daily briefing, which is exactly what the FBI did not want him to see because they felt that he would sell it, which if I had to bet, I'd bet that he did. Because right after Jared made a middle-of-the-night trip to Saudi, didn't tell anybody in government as he was acting as the president's senior advisor, okay? Jared Kushner was a senior advisor to President Donald Trump in the first term, and he just kind of in the middle of the night, went over to Saudi, talked to them. They stayed up all night, 4 o'clock in the morning. Right after that, Bin Salman started taking people hostage in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh. The Ritz-Carlton at least was a five-star kidnapping, you know, and, you know, tortured one guy so bad that nobody else would even, you know, partake in any of the objections that they had. Now, how did he know who to kidnap? It was on the presidential daily brief. It was people inside the royal family that were against Salman going up to the throne. They didn't think he was in line for it. They didn't think he was, you know, the next in line, or it's a monarchy. And they wanted to fight it. Well, he got the list, kidnapped them, tortured them. Guess what? He's the next in line of the throne in Saudi Arabia. $2 billion. That's what that was worth. $2 billion. So that's what Trump's going to do with all of these people. The day that he becomes president, he's just going to hand out, security clearances. How comfortable are you with that? Are you copacetic? Is that cool? Is that good?